It's another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cog Falls, Ohio, for today, Sunday, July 31st.
The birthday of George Jetson.
Yes, it is.
God help us.
I did some research a couple weeks ago, and it just led me into this rabbit hole at work where I was going through and looking up, like, and I was really, really confused. I just, based on the research I found, George married really young, and, what's his wife's name?
Judy.
Yeah,
right?
No, Judy's his daughter.
Oh, shoot. Elroy, Judy, his, Jane.
Yes. Well, she might have been, like, a child bride.
Oh, God. Like, you did all the math and the calculations of the dates?
Yeah.
Teen bride, 18, you know, that's legal.
But she's like a lot younger than him.
Yeah, Steve was like, how old is George Jetson? And yeah, because he looked older than she did. But one of his kids, his daughter was a teenager.
Yeah.
And then his little one, what, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking about it. It was like late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, because it's, I want to say, what year is, okay, I'm going to look it up now.
Okay.
What year is Jetson set in? Okay, 2062. So that's 40 years from now.
Oh, so he was 40.
So he was 40.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was right.
Yeah,
I was,
you're right.
I said mid-40s. I said mid-30s to 40 to early 40s. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at this on an NPR post that was posted today. Happy birthday, George.
George. Yes. Sorry, I intruded right on the intro, too, but it's a good segue.
So we are here with some of our favorite Fallscasters, including Stephen and Jennifer Millay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly do.
Cassie McMenemy.
Good morning.
And Bart here. On today's Fallscast, we have Carl Sobosinski. Carl and Ellen are with ASSE, which helps foreign exchange students find host families.
Oh, that's very cool.
Be sure to keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you think of this show. Send your feedback to follow3press@gmail.com, to our Facebook page, or on whatever podcast catcher you use. So, how is everybody this week?
Hanging in there. We were going to try and do a float the river today, but it's kind of gray
too chilly.
Yeah. Yesterday would have been the perfect day for it, but we had to travel for a bridal shower to Pittsburgh, so yeah. We missed out on a floating opportunity, but we saw a lot of family. So
I don't know if anybody's traveled to PA recently, but they don't no longer have anybody at any of the any human beings at the
toll booths.
So you
it's easy pass, even or if, yeah,
they take a picture of your license plate and they send you a bill.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. But yeah, it was nice to see folks that we haven't seen in a few years. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and I just finished the floor in my bathroom finally.
Oh my God! Yes,
oh, finally.
Yes, the floor is done. Now we just have a little bit of like molding to put up and a ceiling to repair, and it will be complete. So I think we started. God, when did we start it? April, May.
The reason why the floor took so long is because I had to repair what was there instead of replace.
Yeah.
I had to match the height, the level of the old floor.
An 100-year-old floor.
And then, yeah, repair damage from all this rotten subfloor that was underneath. So I ripped up all the tiles that had rotten subfloor underneath. This is a mosaic marble floor that was hand-cut 20 years ago. So almost every single piece was slightly different.
Yeah.
So it was a nightmare to repair.
And the
floor went from, like, skinny to thick, the mortar of the old floor. So I had to match that with the new one. And, oh, my God, it was a pain in the ass.
Steve was a master.
It would have been easier to rip it out. But then we only have one bathroom. We wouldn't have been able to use the goddamn bathroom. And,
yeah,
and wouldn't have access to the toilet or anything else. So I had to do what I did.
Yeah, I didn't want to go potty in a bucket. So yep. Steve saved the day many times.
It was like 10 times as much amount of work. It was cheaper to do it the way we did it, but it was a hell of a lot more work. It would have been more expensive. It would have been quicker if I just ripped it all out, started over. But
yeah,
whatever.
So quite an accomplishment for him. And yeah, we're almost there. We're in the home stretch. So yeah, that's where we're at.
Now it's some of them fun stuff. We're putting in molding and custom little touches all over the place and new colors. It's going to be a very non-traditional looking bathroom. It'll match the rest of our house. That's been my life for months.
Well, the past couple weeks for sure. Oh, how about you guys? What's up?
The same old stuff. Work and then do a couple concerts.
Yeah, what did you do? What did you post pictures of this weekend? I saw on Facebook. Where were you?
Well, Friday was Downtown Fridays. That was Michael Weber's show.
Did you see the show?
Yeah,
awesome. Good. Oh, we missed it because we were doing our floor. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Then we also went to, over the last few weeks, we saw Rod Stewart at Blossom, which was good.
I had a colleague who loved Rod Stewart. She was from Poland, and she had like every Rod Stewart CD. That's what we knew to buy her when it was her birthday. So cute.
My mom loved Rod Stewart, and when she passed away, I inherited all of her own old CDs, and I ripped them all. And I have all these Rod Stewart albums.
Rod Stewart. Well,
I don't like 50 of his albums. I just knew a couple of his songs.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Was it good? Was his concert good?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was good.
He's in his mid-70s, right?
Like 77, I think?
God, yeah, like my parents' age.
Yeah, and he's still kicking soccer balls out to the audience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's because short people live longer, you know.
Oh, yay! Shorties unite!
Well, like, Dick Dale, you know, he's still, you know, kicking it.
Who's that?
The Y5O theme.
Oh, okay.
Like, he is still playing shows. And it's like, how fast he plays the guitar as it is, like, if you still have that much movement in your fingers at that age.
Yeah. Being in good health is really important. I mean, things can, like, Phil Collins can't drum anymore because his spine is so degenerated.
Well, he hurt himself one time. He fell off a stage years ago and broke his back.
Well, he has spine. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Correction. Dick Dale died in 2019. Oh. But he was still playing.
When he died. How old does it say how old he was?
37 to 19.
Oh, well, 80. 82.
Yeah.
82. So God bless. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're still playing up in heaven. But it's good. My point was, you know, if you have physical good health, you can keep doing it. I like follow some yoga practitioners on TikTok that are older, and these women, I mean, you know, probably 70s, 80s, just their bodies are in phenomenal shape because of their yoga practice. It's crazy. Life goals.
Yes, definitely.
Yoga.
Then we went to the Jenks had that fundraiser for that Ukrainian couple, that art auction. So went to that.
Oh, yeah. Then we met up with Kathy after she went to that. We went to the Hi-Ho Democratic fundraiser first for Amelia Sykes, and we didn't make it to the Jenks, but we hooked up and had a beer and listened to Amelia give her spiel on running for congressional seat.
I was impressed with her. I thought she was bright, young, and
really
dynamic, and she was a good speaker, and I thought she was full of passion for a lot of the same causes that we're all for.
She ticked off all the points that she supports, and that like the opposite of what the Republicans are doing and what they don't support. And it's just, it wasn't slamming or mudslinging. It was just like, here's what I represent. Here's what this person's standing, you know, opposing. And
just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah. So she was good. I hope she can do it.
Me too.
Now, when is she running?
I think she might be in the November.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look that up real quick.
And her seat, basically it's a new seat that it was because of the census.
Yeah. Because of the new map.
Oh
yeah. It's the first time all of Summit County's been in the same district.
She might be running against Marcia Fudge. I might be wrong. Hold on now.
She is the United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Yes, I could be wrong. Let's look. She mentions who she was running against, and I couldn't.
Oh.
District 34 is the district.
Yeah. Fudge was representative for the 11th district up until 2021.
Oh, okay. I think that's who we had. And now we have a new spot open. Yeah. She said she has one. Her district covers one little spot in the falls. I can't remember. It might have been Northampton or something. But she's got one piece of the falls. So she definitely will represent.
Or she used to, but now she owns.
No. I think she said she had one now.
She has one now because she's a current state representative. But she
No, she's not a state representative. Yeah, Amelia Sykes is a state representative.
She's District 34. So it's right there.
Yeah.
They must have just redistricted.
They did. Because
Fudge lives in Warrensville Heights.
She had up to like Toledo. She had like all of Toledo and stuff.
Okay.
Amelia was talking about how it was so gerrymandered that she had Toledo and like, I can't remember. There were two other big groupings that she would have. She said she would like spend 6 months in Toledo and like never come to Akron or the Falls or and didn't, you know, she didn't recognize anyone. She was kind of a hands off person.
She's 36.
Yeah, she's young. But she's been, you know, her dad has been in politics for a long time.
And Amelia, she's from the Akron area originally.
So hopefully her fundraiser is successful and she gets her name out there and we can elect some Democrats.
You might hear about the shooting near Red Fox last night.
No, I was reading online about that.
When did that happen?
I don't know the story, but
I was reading the Talk of the Town post and somebody was listening to the police scanner. And like the last thing I read was that six people, I guess, had been arrested and that there was crossfire.
And somebody was shot and they refused treatment at on site.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. They
must have been a like a flesh wound or something, because otherwise you go to the hospital if you get shot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a flesh wound. But yeah, I don't know. But maybe they need to shut down Red Fox for a little while and regroup.
We used to go back to Red. We used to go to hang out Red Fox back in this glorious days, and we haven't been in like a couple years.
Yeah, but somebody just said that they need a pat down. They have like a metal detector and stuff, and they pat you down when you go in. So
it's gotten scary. I wouldn't go there anymore.
Yeah, well, now with the shooting, I don't know. They need to refigure out. You know,
it needs to be shut down, remodeled, and rebranded, and reopened under a different name.
Yeah,
and this time, and then it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything online here about it.
Okay, I didn't see anything in the news yet.
Everyone was taking the thing, oh, the cockafiles are going to shit. Oh, my God, such crime ridden now. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. State roads are going to go.
Yeah, they said state roads going to hell. And then Jimmy Biggs popped on and is like, oh, we weren't involved with this. This was just, you know, the ambulances and the police cars were parked next to our lot. So
The sky's falling.
No, it's just I'm.
Well, that's what they're reacting.
I know. But, you know, what do? You have more guns. That's what you get.
So that's what somebody said. Well, everyone should be packing. Then it wouldn't happen. I was like, no, you'd have a giant shootout. And there'd be all kinds of bullets flying everywhere, hitting people in their houses.
Yeah.
Jesus, it's not the Wild Wild West.
I know. Oh, everyone's answer.
The answer to guns is not more guns, unless you want more shootings and more deaths. Because you have a bunch of untrained people walking around with guns shooting at each other. Oh, that's really going to end up well.
Yeah. So I hope they figure out whatever's happening at the Red Fox and get it fixed, because we don't need that. Because there's all houses right behind that whole
complex. One bullet through your whole wall and then, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, there were some comments about that. Someone's house getting hit bullets.
Yeah, well, there was that last year. There was on Camp. Is that right down next to Hillcrest? There was a shooting and like several bullets went through their house.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was shot.
Well, don't you remember that person, Portage Lakes or some lake recently? It was 4th of July weekend or something.
Yeah.
Someone was standing on a dock.
And shot across the lake and killed somebody.
Yeah, she shot across the lake and killed somebody. And then the person was just sitting in their house, just sitting there. And they right in the head and they were dead.
Yeah. So the answer is not more guns.
Total irresponsible people.
Yeah.
And if you shoot it up, it comes back down. If you shoot it straight up in the air, really straight, it'll fall down harmlessly on the ground. But if you arc it at all, it's gonna land and it's with velocity can kill somebody.
Yeah. Sad. Steve said Mark and Philly's is for sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark and Philly's pizza is for sale. $460,000.
Wow.
Yeah, they're selling the recipes and everything.
Oh.
Yeah,
the recipes and everything. And basically, they'll bring you in, teach you how to run the business before they'll leave, and give you all the recipes. That's my understanding.
So and they're also, not just selling the building; they're selling
their business.
Selling the business.
Yeah.
I don't know if the building's included. I have no idea. Do they own that building? If they do, maybe it is. Maybe that's why it's so expensive to get the building too.
Oh,
that's possible.
That would be awesome.
That would be possible.
Where did you read that online?
Oh, yeah, it was. Jerry James, that's his district, and he posted about it.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's where I saw it.
You guys want to go in on the business?
Make some pizza?
Get my kid to run it?
Yeah, he's got restaurant managing experience. He can run it.
Yeah. Get him down on the price a little bit.
Though. And then Fred, I mean, from
Silver Swan.
Silver Swan. Do you have any idea what happened or how he passed away?
I still haven't heard.
I bet you Mike might know. If Mike was here, he'd probably give us a little. He'd probably have heard some rumor somewhere. Because Mike seems to know that stuff.
Yeah.
He knows them, and I think some of the family or something. But
you went to high school with him, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. He was young.
Yeah, some turbulent times right now. Anyone have good news?
Yeah, both of those are border or bad. Both of those are bad news.
Bad or sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the good stuff we can, you know, the fundraiser for the Ukrainian family was good. Collide had a fundraiser last weekend for the arts, right? Mm-hmm.
The school board is now displaying the new model of the new high school. They were down at the Friday event down in the falls on over by the amphitheater, and they had a big model of it. And they had a booth, and they were trying to show everybody about it.
I know they're still calculating construction costs again.
And of course, they're going up and up because the cost of construction's gone way up because everything was planned and priced out before the pandemic, and now everything's
so it's
up.
Like blown up.
Construction costs are way through the roof.
Yeah,
and so every time you need something, it's hard to get.
Yes, that too. So hopefully, I don't know if just wait, riding it out a little bit to see if you know. But now that they're raising the cost of the interest rates, I don't know how that affects our money if it's already been secured and guaranteed at whatever loan rates.
That could affect it too.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can try and figure that out. I don't know. But that'll be interesting. Oh, I saw the sign up for Tiki Underground. So that's...
Yep.
They must be getting close. Have you heard anything, Bart?
Do you know anything? I have not heard anything. I know they've been working on it, but I haven't heard anything. And it's been a few weeks now.
Okay. I keep hoping to end the summer.
Closer and closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the sign is up. It looks awesome.
One of the artists that used to show at the 2091,
mm-hmm.
Bill the Dr. Lin, that's his Facebook name.
Okay.
And he's really into like tiki culture.
Okay, and, I didn't know that.
Yes, and he's a sculptor and an artist, and he's been going there at nights, and because it's a night job, and he's been doing a lot of their tiki stuff and all their cool looking theme. Almost like building a theme park kind of thing. That's what he's in there doing, all those cool like sculptures
and finish.
Yeah, he's doing
decor.
Mm-hmm. It's all custom sculptures.
Who told you that, Amy?
No, I've been following his Facebook post.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, very cool. Oh, maybe he'll have the inside scoop.
Oh, I'm sure if I contact him, he'd tell me.
Yeah, so we'll look forward
to
Thomas
Sullivan
business.
Would know too, because he's friends with the owner, your dad.
And he's been, like I said, I know he's been working on stuff for them, but. I haven't, like I said, it's been a couple.
No ETA yet. Yeah. Okay. Almost good news.
Yeah. I have been basically spending my week trying to save up money for my car payment. So.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Any luck with any little gig work?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
You got
Yay,
used to the
money.
Do you like the car? Do you gotten used to it now?
I've gotten used to it finally. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good because you're paying a lot of money for something. You better like it.
Yeah,
but other than that, I haven't done a whole lot. Watched the show Paper Girls yesterday. It just came out on Amazon.
I just saw like a meme or a clip about Paper Girls Stick Together or something, but I didn't know anything about it.
It's based on a comic series, and it only had like 5 books.
Okay,
like it was a essentially pretty short series, but basically these girls. 1988 are delivering the papers morning after Halloween and wind up getting caught up in a time travel war.
Oh,
and they wind up in 2019.
Okay. Oh man.
And so then the one girl ends up meeting herself who has to help them.
But what channel is this on?
Amazon? It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Well, I could maybe.
Is it it's a series or a movie?
It's 8 episodes.
8
and
episodes.
And it looks like there's going to be a second season.
Okay, gotcha. So they all dropped at once.
Yeah.
All right, and you like it?
I liked it, yeah.
Cool. What'd you think about Mrs. Marvel? I mean,
Ms. Marvel? Oh, I loved it. I am so happy about that series.
I liked it, too. It was good.
I understand why they made some of the changes, but the way they made those changes made it even better.
I'm not familiar with the comic book version of it. I just saw the series, and I liked the series a lot. They had a lot of heart, and the young actress did a great job.
She was a Marvel fan to begin with. So,
how many episodes were in that?
I don't know. Was it
I think
eight?
There was six.
Six? Was it six?
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was long enough. Like they
it wasn't. But they had to end it at a good point to lead up to the next Captain Marvel movie.
That's true, yeah.
So.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll have to put that on my watch list for sure. Yeah.
You heard that? I saw they announced the new phase of the Marvel series.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember where this one. Oh, this one ends where we're at now, ends with the next Black Panther movie.
Oh, okay.
When's that coming out? Next year?
This year.
This year.
November. They recast the king, right? Do you know?
No, they did not.
Oh, they did not.
They did not.
So it's just they're not going to have him in it.
This one, like the trailer, it's like the entire thing has a very dour, sorrowful rendition of No Woman, No Cry.
Oh.
And it is like they are mourning the king.
Okay. Oh, so
they have to explain why he died in this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't know if they're going to make Shuri the new Black Panther, or like they showed somebody in a suit, but they didn't show who it was.
Who?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it's not Killmonger coming back from the dead.
But yeah, so I can't wait for those, you know. Yeah. I saw that they got another season of Loki, so.
Oh, they all went. You know when that's coming out?
They're filming it right now. So.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, good. I like that.
That was super entertaining. Cute.
Yeah. What else? What else were we talking about? Did we get all the topics covered?
Any local news?
I think a lot of the local news. Yeah, we were just talking about. I didn't get to go down to Downtown Fridays on Friday, but I know the Y was down there talking about their Grape Leaves event coming up.
Yeah, Grape Falls.
Grape Falls. Yes. Sorry. I even interviewed them about it, and I still got it wrong.
Yeah, grape leaves are tasty. Grape Falls is also tasty, but in a different way.
We ran into Ryan. We ran into Ryan on the way to work out at the YMCA.
He
was leaving to go home, and we ran into him, and he mentioned he talked to you, and he said he had a great interview. He enjoyed it and thanked us.
Yeah, he was thanked you guys. So.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't heard that yet, that went up last week.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
Sorry, everybody, for the weird 5-minute episode before.
Was it just you?
I literally did a 5-minute episode. Round table. Right. Hey, guys, this stuff is coming up next week.
It's like an intro.
Just let people know about it.
Yeah, it's like trailer. It's a podcast trailer.
In editing, you can ask yourself questions and you can have banter back and forth and just edit it together.
Oh, man.
That would be funny. Hi, my name's Bart. Hi, Bart. I'm Bart.
Welcome to this week's podcast, Bart. Thank you, Bart. No, but it would be funny.
We should do a float together. That would be fun. I'm going to go float the river together.
Yeah, we can plan. We can try and plan one before the end of August.
Have you done that before, Kathy?
No, I haven't. I'm about to do it.
Yeah,
that's fun. How much does it cost to do it from the company?
It's like $25. But if you go get a float from Dick's, you can get one for about $25. Then you just have to have transportation. You have to
have two cars or go with friends because you had to drive to the site and then float down the river. And then you have to get out of the river and drive back to get your other car. So,
yeah.
But if you do it, but we could do it.
Yeah. Searles could bring their SUV and then we could bring the pilot and that would be everyone. Mm-hmm. There's not that many of us. Mm-hmm. There's only five.
No.
And we just do it in one car.
And you just have a little air pump in your car. You can bring the thing deflated. You can fill it up when you get there at Brust Park, and then you can get in the river and float down. And then you just deflate it when you get back in your other car.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's fun. Couple hour adventure.
And Brust Park is right. It's in Monroe Falls, right by
right after the tracks, past Lemongrass.
Yes,
on 91.
Yes, and you actually go into the river right across from the river where they actually drop everyone off.
Float
the river. You actually get in the same exact spot they do, just across the river. So somebody can actually do that. They can actually ride with them in their school bus and do float the river. And then you can meet them, cross the river and wait for them and just get them at the same time and float down together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we should try and do that. It'll be fun. Yeah. Instead of our driveway drinking, floating the river.
Well, you can just drink and float.
Bring a little flask or something.
Yeah. Mm.
So then where do you guys get out at?
Waterworks.
Okay.
Waterworks Park.
It's depending on how fast the river flows. If it's flowing fast, it's under an hour. If it's flowing slow, it's like an hour and a half, hour and 45.
Yeah.
And if it's slow, the water's
low.
It's not very deep. So there's sections where you can actually hit the bottom.
A little bit. Yeah. Have to guide yourself and watch out for tree branches. And yeah, but it's fun.
It's definitely like floating down a big lazy river.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to do that sometime.
And we bring containers and thermoses, and then we can hook via carabiners to the side of your float, so you can just and then put it in the water and then grab it whenever you want. Because obviously if it's hot out and it's like an hour and 45 minutes, by the time you're definitely gonna be thirsty. But if you don't put alcohol on, you need something to drink. What are some the things going on in city council? I haven't read anything interesting.
I know that planning and zoning committee is going to have a meeting in August, and that's going to be like the only city council meeting that will be happening in August.
Okay.
But they'll be having a meeting about working on building a new electric department administration facility.
Oh wow.
Okay.
And that'll be over on Cochrane Road.
Right now it's right where it's over.
It's downtown, right?
No, it's is it downtown in the main municipal building? I thought it was a separate building over.
The Bailey, isn't it?
Yeah, near Waterworks and.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there is a temporary ordinance right now to accept the recommendation for the construction. But the planning and zoning already has, the location mapped out and.
So it's the next step to formalize that spot.
Yeah, getting the ordinance passed and.
Mm-hmm. But, do you have any arts news? Anything off the top of your head?
Arts news? I do.
Should we do the song?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do your mic stuff, right? Oh. Aren't you gonna do the beat?
Somebody has to do that. I don't do that. I don't do the beat.
I just have to sing Bart's Arts to know like nts, like that. No? All right.
Well, I can put on some techno for you. Nts, nts,
nts, okay, never mind. Just give me a count. No, not that either. Give me a count and I'll Bart's Arts it. I'm just gonna sing it. Are you ready, Bart?
Go ahead.
Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts. Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
I missed the techno beat. Where are you, Mike?
No, I think Suzanne did that. Or did Mike do
Mike,
that?
He did the... and then Suzanne would sing it and you would do your thing. Okay. It's been so long you don't even remember.
Haven't been on the podcast in a while.
See, Steve has Swiss cheese brain too. Yeah, well. All right, back to Bart's Arts.
So on August 8th, the Western Reserve Hospital is presenting it says, according to their page, a fun-filled evening in the island. It will be a free concert with Ian Lane on August 8th from 4 to 8 at the Pavilion.
In the islands? Is it like island music? Is that the...
I am going to assume so.
Okay.
Like Jimmy Buffett kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. I was like, they're going to be broadcasting from somewhere fun.
He is a beach performer.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
He could be at the Tiki Underground.
So, it looks like...
And when is that? What date is that?
August 8th.
Okay.
Which is not... That's not a Friday. Oh, it is a Friday. No.
No, it's not. I bet it's a Sunday.
That's a Monday.
Because like tomorrow is the first.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some Monday music going on.
Yeah, that's a first.
Yeah, wild.
It might make me miss the beach a lot if I go.
Aww.
We'll see.
Collide will be having their annual fundraiser on October 6th, so it's a couple months away, but anybody who's interested in donating to their fundraiser, they have different sponsorship levels ranging from $100 to $500.
Okay, very cool.
And it said you can email them or get a hold of them on Facebook for more details.
Collide.
And other than that, the literary festival is coming up next weekend.
Was that with Shelf Life?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk more about that. Explain that to us.
That's on August 6th, and there's going to be a bunch of book signings from local authors. There will be some kids' story times. They'll have a bunch of different crafts, including book haikus. They will have treats from Kind Cakes and the Gourmet Popper, a bunch of dollar books, just like they have at the store. And then there will be raffle prizes.
It's going to be right outside. Outside on the
it'll be at the Pavilion.
At Pavilion.
Oh, okay, all right.
Pavilion.
Yeah.
Okay.
There will be raffle prizes, and all the proceeds from the raffle prizes will be going to Bright Star Books, which basically promotes reading in the greater Akron area. It helps fill the different gaps in literature in childhood development centers.
That's right. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. So yeah. It's coming up this coming weekend.
This coming weekend, yeah.
All right, awesome.
What's six? Is that a Saturday?
That's next Saturday. Okay. And it's going to be from 12 to 4.
12 to 4.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool. We'll have to wander through.
Yeah, hopefully the weather's good and there's a great turnout.
That's all the arts news I've got right now, though.
Okay. Well, it was some good news.
Yeah, it was. So it was good to have a refresher on the literary event coming up, too. I think that's a wrap.
I'd say that's a wrap. So everyone, check out our website. Be sure to stick around for the interview with Carl. And let us know what you think. Email us, fallsfreepress@gmail.com, or get a hold of us on Facebook. And until next time.
Have a good week. Bye. Bye.
Later, alligator.
This week on the Fallscast, we have Carl Sobozinski, who is an area representative with the ASSE program.
Hello, good evening. Yes, glad to be here.
Carl, for being on the show this week.
No, glad to be here. Glad to see you again. It's nice to do something together. We haven't for a while.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, ASSE is what's called a placement agency. We place students, international students coming to America, place them in families and high schools to spend an academic year, usually an academic year, sometimes a single semester. The letters actually stand for American Scandinavian Student Exchange. And it got that name in the mid-1970s. And it was the successor to other international study programs in Scandinavia, largely Sweden. It's a bit of a misnomer today because even though we still work with Scandinavian countries, we also work with nations from around the world. So we work around the world. So it's no longer Scandinavia, but the name is stuck.
They've kept the name still going then. How did you get involved with the program?
Well, as anyone who knows us learns pretty quickly, we lived in Korea for several years. 6 years we were there. And when we got back, we're trying to reestablish our lives. It was a pretty chaotic couple of years there. Ellen saw an ad looking for area representatives to work with international students. We contacted them and got on hold of a great lady who used to be the coordinator for ASSE in Ohio. She's now moved up to a higher position in the organization. We spoke with her. We drove down to Columbus and met with her and got a very good impression of the program. And there we were, did our application and became area representatives and worked with our first student just a little less than a year later.
Oh, wow.
We came on board in November after the academic year has started. So we didn't really work with any students right away. It was the beginning of the following academic year we had our first student. So, as area representatives, we act as kind of a liaison connection between the student, the family, and the school. ASSE is, there are a number of placement organizations, placement agencies, they call it. We're amongst the better of the organizations because we are endowed by the State Department. We have to maintain certain State Department standards, some things about visas we need to be aware of. Every year we have to take an examination to qualify according to State Department standards, whatever policies may have changed in the year. And they do change a little sometimes. And because of our standing with the State Department, we are allowed to work with scholarship students. These are some of the best examples of the programs that we work with. One of those, actually, is three in particular we work with called FLEX, YES, and CBYX. They are endowed by the American State Department, and they're not really ASSE programs. They're from the government, but they simply let us be the, shall we say, front runner, the forward face that deals with the students and families. So the agency has to maintain some good standards to be recognized by the State Department. One of the scholarship programs is one of the newer ones. It's called YES. YES stands for Youth Exchange and Study, and sometimes called Kennedy Lugar, named for the congressman who put it together, was created after the terror attacks of 2001 as an outreach to bring students from predominantly Muslim nations to the United States for a year, trying to soft diplomacy, as they call it. Students making personal connections, perfecting their English. Their English is usually quite good before they arrive, as a means of improving relations between America and Islamic countries. Another very similar program called FLEX, which stands for Future Leaders Exchange. This was created after the Soviet Union collapsed. Remember the big country used to be called the Soviet Union?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about our generation.
Even more before my time.
Yeah. It's a little stunning for my generation to realize it's over. The place is gone. But when it collapsed, a lot of the little satellite countries emerged. And in one of the better expenses of government money, they created a scholarship program to bring students from these countries to America for a year. We've worked with a few of them. One on our mind lately was a girl from Ukraine we worked with a few years ago. We've exchanged emails with her. Last word I had, she's at a university in Poland, but of course, with world events, she's been on our mind quite a bit. We had a great student from Kyrgyzstan a year ago, worked with her. A Mongolian girl we're working with now is also in the Flex program. The third one I mentioned, I don't want to forget this one, because we haven't worked with a student from this one yet. We will be getting one soon. A program called CBYX, and the letters stand for Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange. Bundestag is the German equivalent of our Congress. And they put this program together for German students after the Germanys reunited. There used to be another Germany for the younger generation. 200 years ago, there were a couple hundred Germanys. I will leave the history lecture to that.
I can only think of two at this point.
Yeah. There were dozens at one time. Anyway, they put that together as for similar reasons to try and help the Germanys come together. They're still dealing with reunification issues. It's been 30 years now. One unique thing about the CBYX program is that it also sends American students to Germany. So when a German student comes, an American student goes there. We've worked with people on both ends of it. During the COVID lockdown, there was a CBYX German student we spoke with every month on video prior to his actually coming to the States, just sort of as a primer, as an introduction to some Americans. We'll be getting a live CBYX student in a few weeks. His placement has just gone through, and it'll be the first time we've worked with one from his scholarship program. We've worked with some from the others. He's the first one. We had a boy from the YES program a year ago from Israel, Palestinian. He was. I learned a lot from him. Brilliant, brilliant young man. Spoke like five languages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was amazing. His English was good. His high school was a French language high school, so we spoke in French a lot of times. Of course, Arabic was his native language, and he also knew Hebrew and talked about how he could read the Old Testament in the original Hebrew. He didn't need a translation. This kid was amazing. He was only like 16, 17. So some of the students are just amazing. And the scholarship programs, we especially like them because, well, as I keep saying, it's one of the better things we spend our money on. Students from these programs are very motivated and energetic. The acceptance rate is actually lower than applying to Harvard to get in these programs. So we've worked with some astounding students. The Ukrainian lady we worked with a couple of years ago, 5 years ago now, she was so energetic, we had to slow her down from doing too much. That's how much she was doing. Kind of on the opposite direction, the Palestinian student we had a year ago was so good at everything, he didn't have to try. So getting him to take things more seriously was part of the effort. He did spectacular anyway.
Is it the acceptance into the exchange program or specifically in the scholarship program?
It's the scholarship program. The exchange program, a lot of students are just ordinary students who have to pay their own way. Their families apply for it. But the scholarship students are particularly rewarding to work with. And we usually end up working with them more than the others because much of their scholarship requirements are things like not just an activity, but what they call enhanced activity, which usually turns into me giving a history lecture on some local Ohio history. I've given a few lectures on the canal system to students, and we count that. Another of their requirements are country presentations, as they call them. And at our workplaces, Ellen and I have both had them doing presentations. I've had students visit my campus at Lakeland and speak to my classes. Ellen has had them come to her workplace for part of their activities department at the retirement community where she works. So we end up seeing a lot more of the scholarship students than the regular ordinary students, even though we've gotten to know them pretty well, too. Another one of their requirements is public service. They have to do 50 hours of community service volunteering time. And we try to help them with that so their families aren't burdened with taking them to one place or another. We essentially take them along on whatever we're doing. One of the things Ellen and I do is volunteer with the railroad during the annual Christmas train.
Okay. So they have to do the public service hours while they're here, or is it students?
While they're here, they're actually due in April, and they've moved it up a little bit. It used to be April 15th. It's now the beginning of April.
Okay.
So, and inevitably, well, not inevitably, but often they get behind and it becomes a mad rush by springtime. But we encourage them to come along to greet the North Pole adventure at the North Pole because that all counts for time. And since we're doing it anyway, it's no inconvenience to us.
And it's definitely, if you plan to do it a couple times, mm-hmm. yeah.
As many times as they want. As many times as they want, it adds up. And it's a good example of this is America. This is the sort of thing we do. And some of them think it's kind of crazy. Our Palestinian Yes student thought it was really insane, even though he was good natured about it.
I have run into that a couple times where I used to tutor a bunch of Saudi Arabian students at Kent mm-hmm. State. And, you know, they'd always ask, you know, well, what actually is all of this celebration right now? You know, I get it.
Oh, Christmas
I see
time,
it.
Yeah.
I see Christmas and Easter, but it's like, I get like the religious symbolism and all, but it's like, this is completely different than anything I've ever seen.
Oh, very much so. In Korea, which has a very strong, pretty numerous Christian community, Christmas is like, you notice it like 3 days, like on the 22nd, oh, it's the Christmas season. It's not this big, long, epic, 2 month marketing ploy that we see in America. It's not nearly as big in the rest of the world. A little bit more in Europe, but no one does Christmas like America from what I've seen.
No. If a family wishes to open their home to an exchange student, say either here or over there, what do they have to do?
Oh, you mean like if overseas? Well, on that, every country we work with has a counterpart organization. So say a student from Germany wanting to study in America contacts their local agency, a placement agency similar to ours, and then they connect at a higher level till they finally filter down to us.
Okay.
So students overseas have their own agencies like us to work with, and ASSE has offices in other countries too. But for an American family wanting to host a student, the first thing you do is contact us. Our Facebook page is, we've combined our names. It's Ellen Carl Sobochinski is our Facebook page. Our email address is assestudents@gmail.com. So contact us and we can get you started on that. The ASSE website has a lot of information, simply assse.com. And after contacting us, a family would begin the online application process. Most of it is done online. They fill out all the personal information, residence in the home. Part of that involves a criminal background check, which is part of the application. They don't have to do anything separate. Remember, for one of my recent jobs, I had to go to the license bureau and pay them to take my fingerprints and do a background check. Nothing like that. ASSE handles it. Once the application is done, another essential part is a home visit. We go visit the house. We do our inspection to make sure it meets State Department standards. We meet the family members to essentially turns into an interview of the family. We don't actually call it that when we meet them, but essentially we're getting their impressions about what they're doing, what they expect to get from it, how other family members feel about having a complete stranger from another country come live with you for a year. We have to take pictures. One of the recent change to the application process, we need a picture of everyone living in the house and all animals, which can sometimes be fun, nabbing the cat. We have some fun pictures of somebody holding a cat seconds before it's going to escape. Yeah. Yeah.
I can understand, you know, having to say if you have what kind of animals you have, mm-hmm. you know, say someone's yeah. allergic, but
yeah, there's allergies, there's considerations.
But
on the part
you
of,
need the animal picture.
Yeah. Yeah. So it can be a bit of an adventure. The final detail of the application process is interview of personal references, which we do on the phone. We don't actually have to meet them. Actually, I don't think we've ever met a personal reference. We do it all on the phone. Theoretically, we could do it in person.
Yeah.
But, and from there, once they're approved, they can search through our database and we can forward them details of students. I have some examples here. The students themselves will write a letter to potential host family. They put together a bit of a profile. There's one here from a country. He's a Flex scholarship student named Muhammad Rafi, age 18, from Tajikistan. And his interest is wrestling, football, and watching movies. By football, I'm sure he means soccer. Most
oh, yeah.
of these other countries with that weird round ball that the rest of the world uses. Yeah. He's 18 years old. One of the great difficulties is that once you're 18, you age out of the program. And even though he received a scholarship, he's still waiting for hopefully a family in America. And if he doesn't get it, then he loses it. It's very unfortunate. Every year we have a handful of students this happens to. Other potential students, young woman from Kyrgyzstan, 16 years old. Here's her description of herself. I grew up in a country with beautiful natural surroundings and a rich history. Come from a close family, excludes grandparents, my parents, me, my three younger brothers. I've studied English and have been improving. Reading has contributed to perfecting Russian, also learning French. These students have some amazing backgrounds. Considering some of the hardships and very impoverished areas some of these students come from, like the Mongolian student, when she gets to America, she's going to have a serious adjustment. Her parents are herders, the Mongolian student we're working with now. And so, one of the things we've talked about is her keeping her horses and her how she milks the cows every morning. But coming to America, many of these students have preconceived ideas of what coming to America is, largely from the movies, and they think New York City, Los Angeles, and Sex and the City.
And that's not Northeast Ohio.
and many of them are surprised to realize that most Americans don't live in New York City, that the way we live here around the small communities around Akron and Cleveland is how most of the United States lives. Reminds me of a story. This is quite good, too, for me and Ellen, because when we lived in Korea, many of my students had studied in America, just like the students we work with now. And I'm thinking of a story of one student I had, Korean, perfect English, studied in America, went to an American high school, and she was horrified when she landed in Des Moines, Iowa, and she sees things getting more and more rural driving out into the country. She can't imagine where she's going to be living. She didn't know that part of America existed and was stunned to find out a perfectly modern house with all the modern conveniences and electronics. So showing these, that's part of the soft diplomacy that our State Department connection encourages, that to show what America is really like and not what is portrayed internationally in movies, which is never really accurate anywhere in the world. But here's a sample, one of the ones I mentioned earlier, the Tajikistan boy. Here's the letter. I'll just read a few lines from this. It's a couple page letter to his potential host family. We are six in our family. I have a mother, father, two brothers, and a sister. My father is a teacher and my mother is a cleaner. Both my parents work at school. We have our own activities to enjoy ourselves. I have many friends. They help me whenever I have difficulties. Every person has plans and wishes for the future. As a student, I wish to be an educated person in society. I want to have my own job. I study several subjects, but I like history, law, and languages. Favorite language is English, and he's doing pretty well. So these are some examples of the student profiles where they give a description of themselves in a picture with the idea of presenting their best selves so that if a family reads them, they want to choose them to come live with them. Yeah. The students, the families choose which students they want. It's not a random selection. So we encourage the families to look closely at profiles, decide what might be a good fit. Once the placement is made, we encourage them to get in contact with each other so they get to know each other ahead of time to ease whatever transition there's going to be. Because it's quite a shock to fly halfway around the world and end up in a completely strange home, which we have done. At least it was our home. That was a little easier. So that's largely what we do. If anyone's interested in hosting, contact us. Again, our Facebook page is Ellen Carl Sobuchinsky. Email assestudents@gmail.com, and we can get you started.
Perfect. And I believe before I hit record, you were talking about how you guys are usually at the Peninsula Flea.
Yes, we're there. It's going to be next weekend. I think there's only two more this season. Next weekend, the 6th, I believe. Yeah, and September, 4 weeks later, I forget the date. I think I have to look it up. Their website will have the date.
Yeah.
It's just the Peninsula Flea. So, some very very good crafts out there and some good food. Yeah, so come down and see us. We have a booth set up there.
Awesome. Well, Carl, thank you for sitting down with me today. And to Ellen in the background, thank you as well.
Yeah. Little Chiaxan's asleep. That's our cat. Well, thank you for having us. This is a new media for us, medium, I should say, to try to put the word out and explain what our programs are, what they do, and some of the fantastic students you could make lifetime friends with. We have interesting detail here. The lady who runs the Peninsula Flea, name is Carol. She and her husband hosted students for over 20 years and has fantastic stories, fantastic memories. They're still in touch years later. It almost can become like another part of the family. That's the kind of experience that hosting a student can bring. And we are very grateful for the opportunity to get the word out on our programs and grow some of the great things you can get from it.
And I hope any listeners who are interested in hosting a student, realize what a wonderful program this is. And
yeah, well, great. We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. We'll see everyone next week. Falls Cast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Bye. Later, alligator.